This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Says, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعَ. There are four reasons for why men will marry a woman. He is stating that these are four valid reasons. He is stating that these are the reasons that why a man will pursue a lady in marriage. He just at the end of it tells us which is the best reason, the one that you should for sure look for. But the rest are still reasons. I mean, the rest of these, the other three are still reasons that men will pursue marriage when they look to get married. So the first one, لِمَالِهَا, if she is wealthy, she has wealth. وَلِحَسَبِهَا, if she comes from good family, good lineage, or she is يعني شريفة, from a great family, great background. وَجَمَالِهَا, if she's beautiful. وَلِدِينِهَا, and the word dini is not really يعني what religion she is, it's more her character. This is important. يعني as I narrated at the beginning of this series, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. Someone comes to you and you accept their deen and their khuluq. And this is basically the Prophet ﷺ putting together something. He is packaging a person's character or ethics or the way they live. So وَلِدِينِهَا, he's referring to ﷺ, her character, to what degree she is religious and how her religion actually presents itself. So these are all reasons that men will pursue marriage. Now, the scholars have said that this is not talking about her iffa and tahara. That is understood, it's implied. I mean, the fact that she has chastity is not talked about here, because that's implied. Because a man who is a Muslim man will not look for someone who does not have chastity. Like, he will not go behind for marriage a woman that does not have iffa and tahara. That makes sense? So he's not talking about it here, alayhi salatu wasalam, because that's understood. Of course, if you're a man, you're looking for marriage, that's what you're going to look for. But after you filter that first piece, where she is afifa tahira, she is someone who has her chastity, she has her respect of her haya and her iffa, these concepts, the Islamic concepts of preserving yourself from haram and from fahisha, then these are the reasons. Either you're looking, her advantage is that she's wealthy, or that she comes from a great family background, or she is gorgeous and beautiful and you love the way she looks, or she is religious. I mean, she has the proper understanding of her deen and she practices it. So he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَظْفَرْ, and ظَفَرْ is when you win something. It's like when you snatch something for the win. It's like we're all running after something, and whoever gets there first snatches it, and they won. There's not a second prize, it's the only prize. So فَظْفَرْ is basically go for the win. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ, the one that has the more better character, better deen. تَرِبَتْ يَدَكْ, this is a dua that exists in Arabic. So, okay, so this is what it means, but this is not what he meant, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's important to understand that these are phrases that are used in Arabic, that are used even till this day, like ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكْ. What it means is, may you die and your mother mourn you. That's what it means. No one says that to the other person hoping that happens, but it's just a phrase saying that, يعني, turn your brain on, act accordingly, act appropriately. It's just a way of speech. So تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكْ, meaning turab, تَرِبَتْ is from turab, is from soil. يَدَاكْ, your hands. So may you become so poor, if you don't do this, if you don't do the right thing, may you become so poor that your hands are stuck to the soil. The only thing you can eat and you can pick up is the soil of the earth. You're so poor, right? So it's not a dua against the person. It's just a way to say, this is a big deal. Turn your brain on. Act accordingly. So again, it's understanding sometimes the phrases that the Arab use. And the Prophet alayhi salam, Arabi, fasih al-Qurashi, he will use the phrases of his people that people understood. So this is a big deal, because people read, for example, a hadith, and they read the translation, like, what? Why is he saying this? So again, you need context. You need to understand how people spoke back then. He spoke like people spoke, and they understood him. So this is an advice to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that when you're looking to get married, you will choose based on one of these things. If you want to be wealthy, actually have wealth in your life, فَالْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ, win the one who understands her religion, who attends to it, or adheres to it, and has the proper character. You will have other reasons to get married, and some people, that's fine. But this is the best one. This is the best one to do. Understanding before that chastity and tahara and if it's already been established, It's already there. You're not going to look for someone who doesn't have that, obviously. It's not worth of pursuing marriage with someone like that. But after you do that, there's different reasons. The best one is the one that has the best character in it. I think that's a piece of advice that's worthy for all of us to follow. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تنكح المرأة لأربع لمالها ولحسبها وجمالها ولدينها فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعك بحمدك شنو لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وتعالى صلى الله عليه وسلم